praise God, amen. When he saw me, can you say thank you, Jesus? Understand, praise God, amen, praise God, that, amen, the vision of God is not in the way God sees, praise God, is not just limited, can you say, amen, to when he first sees us. But, amen, praise God, amen, we are to appreciate, praise God, that not only, amen, does God see us where we were, can we say amen, but he sees us also how we are. Amen, praise God, and amen, praise God, so he sees us where we were, he sees us how we are, and he sees us where we will be. Can we say amen? I'll tell your neighbor, God sees us where we were.
God sees us where we
He sees us how we are.
He sees us how we
and He sees us where we will be. Can you say amen? And then only God can look at us in that kind of manner. Can we say amen? Because, amen, praise God, the amen ability of man is only to see you in one place. Can you say amen? And so men, praise God, always look on you and look at you as seeing you where you are. Hallelujah, praise God. And so if you're in the place of praising God, they see you there. Amen, praise God. If you are, amen, praise God, in a place, praise God, amen, of brokenness, they see you there. Amen, praise God. And so then, praise God, amen, they're not able to see beyond what, amen, their eyes can reveal unto them. But God, amen, praise God, is not limited in his sight as men are. Amen, praise God. And he's not, amen, restricted in his ability to see beyond just where we are. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. And he can see, praise God. Amen, praise God. Not just where we are, but amen, praise God. He can see how we are, and he can see where we will be. Amen, praise God. But while we consider the idea of God looking on us, we can think about our own self sometime, how it is, praise God, that we want to be seen. Amen, praise God, amen. We don't want to be seen, praise God, amen, in a low, broken state. Hallelujah, praise God. Even in the natural, praise God, we always want to be seen putting our best foot forward. Can we say amen? And because of that, praise God, we are careful, hallelujah, how we dress, and amen, praise God, we're careful what we put on. Amen, praise God. Sometimes, amen, among us, there are people, hallelujah, who won't even go out of the house, amen, unless they look in their very best. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Some won't go out in no ragtag clothes. They will put on the very best that they have, amen, praise God, even just to make a short trip. Amen, praise God. That's not all of us, but some of us are so mindful of our presentation of ourselves that we want, amen, praise God, to have always on, amen, praise God, or looking at all times our very best. And sometimes, praise God, amen, praise God, we, amen, praise God, enhance how we look by making ourselves look a little even better than, amen, we are naturally looking. Amen, praise God. And so in the times that we live in, hallelujah, you can buy some accessories to make you look, amen, a little better. Can you say amen? That you might naturally look. Can we say amen? And amen, praise God. The thing about, praise God, putting on all of these accessories, can you say amen, that are available to us, we buy them, and so then they become our or accessories, and they belong to us. Can you say amen? But what happens is sometimes, praise God, we get caught up in our accessories, and we want to present ourselves, amen, praise God, as the self that our accessories say that we are. Can you say amen? While that may not be the real who you are, that, praise God, amen, praise God, is, amen, we get into that persona, can you say amen, and we want to, amen, act like, yeah, this is me, my eyelashes might be out there, but that's me, can you say amen, you know what I'm saying, can you say amen, hallelujah, because we want to look good, and amen, praise God, and the problem comes to point where, amen, there is not that real love, because sometimes when we present ourselves as our accessories, people fall in love with the accessories. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, when they fall in love with the accessories, and the time come, can you say amen? When you, yeah, when you don't, amen, have those accessories, can you say amen? And you say, what? Can you say thank you, Jesus? What? I thought X, Y, and Z, and the real is A, B, C. Can you say amen? And where love is not deep, and where love is not genuine, and we have paraded our accessories to the point that we have tried to make them be us. Can you say amen? And somebody fell in love with all of that accessory. Can you say amen? When it ain't there, or early in the morning, or late at night, or whatever the case might be, when it's not there, they said, can you say amen? There's a different kind of attitude, amen, toward the individual. Amen, praise God. The reality is they will turn their face from you. Can you say amen? Why? Because they don't like what they see. Can you say amen? They might send you somewhere and say, put them accessories back on. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. What's the point that you're making? Amen, Pastor. This is the point that I'm making. Amen. When God saw me, amen, he didn't see me, amen, in a good light. Can you say amen? When God saw me, amen, he didn't see me looking all fine and looking all good. When God saw us, we were broken in our sin. We were burdened. Amen. We were chained up, bound up. Some of us were blind and could not even see. Can you say amen? Amen. When God saw me, amen, praise God, there was nothing in me that would compel him to love me like he loved me when he first saw me. Y'all ought to praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God got real love. Can you say amen? The love of God, amen, praise God, ain't about what you're able to do for him. It's about what he's able to do for you. Y'all ought to praise him this morning. The love of God, amen, praise God, is a love that can look on you in your most ugly, amen, estate, and still not turn away from you. You ought to praise him. So the psalmist said, he was able to look on me in my affliction. He was able to look on me in my low estate. He was able to look on me and still have love toward me. Amen. Jonah said, hallelujah. And checking, hallelujah, after he had rebelled against God, after he wouldn't go where God told him to go. After, hallelujah, praise God, his error had swallowed him up, and he was in the belly of the whale. Can you say amen? God had reached reached him. Can you say amen? He wasn't crying at Nineveh. He wasn't crying on the boat. He wasn't even crying in the storm. Amen. Had the nerve to tell those shipmen, cast me overboard. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor Jonah wasn't crying. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But when God put him in that place where he wanted him to be, can you say amen? And the seaweed wrapped around his head, and the smell of the inward of the fish. Amen. Praise God. I hear Jonah crying, and he said he cried out of the belly of the hell. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. For us, when we haven't, amen, received, amen, the obedience and the cooperation, and amen, someone working with us, amen, and they're not done what we're told them to do, when they cry, we would turn our back. Can you say amen? You should have cried when I told you to do what I told you to do. But look at our God. Amen. Jonah is in the belly of the whale because he has refused to do what God had to, hallelujah, desired him to do. But you know what? God still would not turn away from him. I hear Jonah said, he heard me when I cried out of the belly of the hell. He heard me. Oh, hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, I know the righteous cry, and the Lord hear them. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I know the righteous cry, and the Lord hear them. But look here. Here is a man in disobedience. But it's something about crying under God. I dare you to let God see your heart. I dare you to open up your heart unto the Lord and cry out under him. You say, I'm in a bad place. Well, don't worry, because we got a report that even out of the belly of the hell, you can get a cry through unto the Lord. And when he sees you, amen, he will not turn away. You better praise him. Better give him the glory. Tell your neighbor, thank God, he's mindful of me right now, right where I am. Amen. For Israel, he said, hallelujah, I know your nativity, I know where you were born, I know when you were born. Can you say amen? Nobody had any pity on you when you were born. You wasn't salted. Can you say amen? That is, none of that afterbirth was washed off of you. Can you say amen? Amen. You were, amen, amen, nasty. Can you say amen? You wasn't salted. Hallelujah. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Nobody cared about you. Nobody wrapped you up, amen, in a swaddling clothes. Can you say amen? But instead, you were cast out in the open field. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that's how bad we were without God. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you were nasty. Can you say amen? Father, you thought you was all that, but you was nasty. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And believe you me, the devil didn't care nothing about you. He would use you, but he didn't care nothing about you. He would use you every day you would allow him. Can you say amen? And the more the devil used you, the nastier you got.
Can you say amen? But I'm so glad that God walked by your next. Walk by my next. Can you say amen? He saw me dying, polluted in my own blood. How in the world can a holy, righteous God love something like that? Can you say amen? How is a God that only dwelleth in the light of immortality that no man can approach unto the high God, the holy God, the God who has no sin in him at all? How in the world can he love a nasty? Can you say amen? But the truth is, God saw us in our own blood, polluted, dying. Can you say amen? But the good news is, neither would he walk by us and leave us, but he would not even turn his face from us. Somebody ought to say thank you. Somebody ought to say thank you. Say thank you. When he first called me, I didn't answer. Can you say amen? When he first told me, I want you to live, I was telling God what the song said. Tomorrow, I'll check it out tomorrow. But I ain't got time. Today, I gotta get my nasty on. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. But the good news is that God would not turn away. I hear us, amen, pursuing God. That's a good thing. But the thing to know is before we ever chase God, God was chasing us. Can you say amen? Tell your name. Before you ever chase God, he was chasing you. Yeah, he was. He followed you over. Amen. To the drug house. He followed you over. Amen. To that other house. Can you say amen? You know what? God is a stalker. Stalker. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is a stalker. He's our Holy Ghost stalker. Can you say amen? You look in. Can you say amen? See where you're at. You can give God the glory. You and your lips, you can give him the praise. I'm getting ready to close, but listen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not just seeing where we were, but we are seeing how we are. Can you say amen? And if you are the redeemed of the Lord, if you think he loved you then, you ought to know how he loves you now. You ought to praise him. Tell your neighbor, if you think he loved you when you were lost and nasty in your sin, how about now that you are washed and sanctified and justified, amen, by the righteous existence of God. Anybody thank God that they are one? Somebody ought to shout. I used to be nasty, but I'm washed. I can't hear you. I used to be nasty, but I'm washed. I'm saying again, I used to be nasty, but I'm washed. Not only am I washed, I'm sanctified. Hallelujah. What kind of church is this? Can you say amen? It's a sanctified church. Can you say amen? Guess what? Hallelujah. In the sanctified church. Can you say amen? Ain't no tares growing. No. Ain't no tares. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Can you say amen? Some of us need work. Can you say amen? I need work. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, some of us need work. But thank God, amen, my salvation ain't resting on my work. Y'all better praise me. You better get up the Lord. Amen. I heard, amen, John, the revelator, as he looked upon the redeemed of the Lord. Not only does he see us how we are, but he sees us where we will be. Can you say amen? And John, as he writes in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, amen, sees the bride. Can you say amen? Amen. And she's clothed, amen, with clean and white linen. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that's what God put on you when he found you polluted in your own blood. Can you say amen? Tell you what? Tell your neighbor what God put on you. The world can't take off of you. Tell your neighbor what God put on me. The world can't take off of me. Tell them again what God put on me. The world can't take off of me. Can never strip you, amen, of your relationship with God. I don't care how high the water get. I don't care how hot the fire. Don't care how low the valley. Can you say amen? What is it that'll be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? Amen. Not things present, not things past, no perils, not death, nor life. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, nothing will be able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. What is it that we desire then? Not superficial love. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The world loves differently from what God loves. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because if the world see you like you are, they don't want you. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Watch out.
Amen. Praise God. You got to bring something to the world.
That's right. That's right.
What can you say? Amen. Yes. When you can't bring nothing, you ain't worth nothing. Can you say amen?
That's right.
When you can't bring nothing, you ain't worth nothing. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say amen? But God's love ain't like that. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He ain't coming to take from you. He's coming to give you. Can you say amen? The reality is, we ain't got nothing that God needs. Can you say amen? What you think you got that God needs? Can you say amen? So why are you stalking me? I ain't got nothing he need. Why he keep following me? Can you say thank you, Jesus? I ain't got nothing to give. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I take three steps and here he come, three steps behind. Can you see? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Is he doing this to me? Can you say amen? Because he loves you like nobody
nobody else ever can or ever will love you. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, don't nobody love you like God love you. And because he love you, he died to deliver you from a devil's hell. Can you say amen? The reason he can look on us polluted in our own blood and tell us to live is because he had life. Can you say amen? And the only place to get life is from the one who has life. And that only one that has life is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So he changed your apparel.
Yes, yes, yes.
He gave you some beauty for your ashes.
Yes, Lord.
He gave you an anointing oil for your mourning.
Yes, yes.
And he clothed you with some garments
of
praise. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And we have all of this from God. Amen. Praise God that he was willing to give us when he saw us ugly, nasty, polluted in our own blood. He was able to give us these things at the moment he redeemed and saved us. Can you say amen? And we got the nerve, can you say amen, to leave, amen, our praise somewhere else. Can you say amen? We don't want to put on our garment. We don't want to anoint ourselves with our oil. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if you redeemed to the Lord, you can be glad anywhere.
That's right, anywhere.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? You can live in a 4x4 shack and still be glad. Can you say thank you, Jesus? If you're the redeemer of the Lord, you can have 5 cents in your pocket. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Walking around like you own the world. The reality is you do. Because your daddy got it. Amen. Praise God. But we don't want to take up, amen, what God delivered us from. Can you say amen? Amen. The beauty that God gives, amen, is more beautiful, amen, than anything you can attract, amen, from Saks or any other of those high retail places. Can you say amen? They might make you look cute on the outside. Can you say amen? But God ain't looking for cute on the outside. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God ain't caring about cute on the outside. Can you say amen? And the reality is that after a while, amen, if God tarry, you won't be able to buy enough accessories. Can you say amen? Amen. You can put it on, amen, if you want to, but it ain't going to change the reality. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You just going to be old, hallelujah, with accessories. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Amen. After a while, the lotion ain't going to work. Can you say amen? After a while, amen, all the cute stuff don't make you cute. Can you say amen? After a while, amen, amen, folk be shaking their head at you. Can you say, because you got all of that stuff on? Lord have mercy. And it ain't doing you no good. It ain't making you look cute no longer. And we say, Lord have mercy. Did they got a mirror at the house? Can you say amen? Amen. But God offers us another kind of beauty. Can you say amen? The beauty that God gives for our ashes is a beauty of salvation. Y'all better praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when you put on the attributes of the Spirit of God. That's what make you look good. Can you say amen? Long suffering, loving kindness, faith, goodness, mercy, love. When you put these things on, that's what make you look good. Can you say amen? Amen. So, hallelujah. God wants us to attract Him. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. You want us to be like Job, that when the devil comes and says, amen, he can say, have you seen my servant? Can you say amen? You can put your name in there. Can you say amen? Amen. God want to show you off for the glory of his name. But he can't show you off if you ain't willing to get dressed. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you got to put on the fashion that God desired. He didn't clean you up, amen, to leave you looking any kind of way. He cleaned you up, amen, but you might be the representation of his holiness, of his glory, of who he is. Tell your neighbor, I'm clean by the word of the Lord. Tell your neighbor, I'm washed now, I'm sanctified now, I'm justified now, I've been redeemed by the power of the Lord. And what God wants us to do is walk on the runway that he has ordained for the people of God. Tell your neighbor, the runway is for you to strut your stuff. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God wants you to strut your stuff. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God wants you to strut your stuff. Can you say amen? Why? Because of some ugly, nasty people. Can you say amen? That will see you fine. Amen. Beautified, sanctified, and delivered, and desire to have what you got. Can you say amen? And we are to be able to let them know that God already there waiting. Can you say amen? He got goodness. He got mercy. He got everything that you need to put on in your life. He's there for you. He only wants you to put it on. And when you put it on, act like you got it on. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, when you put it on, act like you got it on. Can you say amen? I'm closing. But Adam was hiding when he, amen, had made his fig leaves, because the fig leaves didn't do it for him. Amen. He realized he was still naked. Amen. Before the God that was righteous. Can you say amen? But when God made provision to clothe him, he didn't have to run and hide, because God had covered his sin. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Lord, for the blood that will cover my sin. Can you say amen? God does not give beauty for ashes, for beauty to be hid, but beauty is to be shown. Can you say amen? He doesn't give the oil of anointing, that spirit of joy, for you to keep on mourning. Can you say amen? Why would you mourn when you got joy everlasting? Can you say amen? He don't give you a garment of praise to leave your praise at home. Can you say amen? Pack down in the trunk somewhere talking about I'm going to get my praise on when the time is right. But I'm here to let you know that we are to bless the Lord at all times. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, clothe, amen, your amen garment of praise. Put on rejoicing for what the Lord has done. Refuse to be quiet, but glorify and magnify his name. Why are you so happy down in your valley? Because I remember when he saw me. Can you say amen? Amen. Why are you so happy in your storm? Because I remember when he saw me. And when he saw me, I was a wretch, undone. When he saw me, I was broken. I was pitiful. I was hopeless. But when he saw me, he never turned away from me. He kept on looking at me. Can you say amen? He kept telling me, I love you. I love you. I love you. Can you say amen? And because I've received the love of God, I don't mind telling anybody, look at me now. Can you say amen? I've been washed. I ain't nasty. I've been sanctified. I ain't nasty. I've been justified. And because of where I am, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. And if anybody got a feeling that everything is going to be all right, if you believe it's going to be all right, speak to your trouble. Speak to your valley. Speak to your mountain. Amen. Amen. Let it be known that you know my God will bring me out. The same one that clothed me is the same one that's keeping me. The same one that clothed me is the same one that's bringing me out.
That's right. Amen.
Doesn't just see me. Amen. Where I was. But he sees me how I am.
Yes, that's right. Amen.
So what we need to do is see us like God sees us.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Stop looking at you yesterday. Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
That ain't you.
I'm telling you,
can you say thank you, Jesus? Stop looking at thank amen, you, praise God. Amen, praise God. What used to be you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God. Every time you see it start to rise up and take shape and take form, remind yourself,
I'm telling you,
that's not me.
That's right.
That's not who God redeemed.
No.
That's right.
That's not
amen.
Me.
Amen.
I'm washed now. And when you see, amen, praise God, that little stain and amen, praise God, a little wrinkle and all of that, amen, manifested, can you say amen? You got to know. That ain't you.
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Thank you.
And amen, praise God. And so if that ain't you, then I ain't going to put that on. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm not going to allow that to dominate.
No.
I'm not going to allow that to be manifest. Can you say amen? Because that ain't who I am.
No, that's right.
Who are you? I'm the redeemed of the Lord.
Lord.
I'm washed. Sanctified. I'm justified. Can you say amen? So then, praise God. Don't walk around in sad rags.
Amen.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Amen. God didn't give you sad rags.
Amen.
Can you say thank you? What you say? You going to heaven?
Yeah.
What you say? You getting a brand new body?
Yes.
What you sad about? You going to live eternally? Tell me what you sad about. Can you say amen? Well. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And every one of them wells is temporal.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, it don't last. Can you say amen? Weeping may endure. But it might not.
Amen.
Just say thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you might cry all night. But other times you might not.
Right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you cry for a minute.
Yes, right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen. Praise God. After that minute, you feel them better. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? And so, praise God. Amen. Praise God. We are encouraged to remember that God saw us where we were. And He loved us when He saw us. And because He loved us when He saw us, He offered us eternal life. And those who have received it, He assures you that He will never leave you nor forsake you. When God saved you, He saved you to be with Him eternally. Always going to be with God. If I got the Holy Ghost, if I'm saved, if I'm redeemed, I'm always going to be with God. Amen. And so, praise God, because I'm always going to be with God, I've got to make my focus on Him and not on what's happening around me.
Amen.
It's who is with me.
Yes.
And it's important to me. Can you say amen? And God says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. And so then for all of those, amen, praise God, who don't realize that God is stalking you, amen, just turn around and look at your life. Just turn around and look at your life. Amen. Why do you think you're living today? While you're here.
Oh, yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? The reality is, you really shouldn't be here.
Amen.
God, in His grace and His mercy, has kept you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Even in your own life, you can testify at the time. Can you say amen? When I could have been cut off. And at the time, we didn't know what happened.
Telling you.
I don't know how I got out.
I don't know how. I can't tell you.
I don't know how I got out. Can you say amen? It was later on that we came to realize that God was keeping us, delivering us, making ways for us. Why? Because He didn't turn His face away from us.
Thank you, Lord.
And the sad news is that some will go to their dying bed with God still standing there beside them, offering them life. Can you say amen? And they will refuse all the way to their last breath. To go to hell, you got to pass by goodness, mercy, loving kindness, gentleness, and the love of God. You got to pass by all of that to go to hell. Because God puts all of that in your way for you to see that He's good and He loves you and He sees you where you are. But He won't turn away from you. He keeps looking at you. Can you say amen? And He ain't going to make you get saved. But you're going to have to make that choice that I want to live and not die.
Amen.
And amen, praise God. And make no mistake about it. In hell, you will remember.
Hallelujah. You gotta believe it.
Every chance that God said, come and live. Come and be delivered. Come and have life eternal. Every time that God has, amen, praise God, spoken that to you, you're going to have plenty of time, amen, praise God, to remember that you could have had life. And now you're tormented in the flame. God doesn't want that for us. He wants us to have that life that He has provided. And I'm sorry, amen, praise God, if you, amen, feel like God is intruding in your life. But it's for your good. I'm sorry if you feel like that you're uncomfortable because God keeps keeping His eye on you. Amen. But it's because He loves
you. Amen.
I'm sorry if you don't recognize every opportunity that God gives you to have life over and over and over again. And you're too occupied with other things to pay God any attention. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But amen, praise God. But the reality is you're going to go through this life only once.
Yes.
And you're not guaranteed the next minute.
That's right.
Not the next day, not the next week, not the next month. You're not guaranteed any of it.
No, you're not.
And so God gives us this counsel. When you hear my voice.
Yeah, Lord.
When you hear me calling you,
and
you see me, amen, being good to you, you see me delivering you, you see me making ways for you. When you hear me calling you, to eternal life. Harden not your heart. When he saw us, he loved us.
Yes.
When you see him, will you come to him? That's the question. When you recognize God's goodness in your life, amen, praise God, will you turn away? Amen, because God will never turn away. And so then when you, amen, praise God, miss eternal life, your, amen, words to yourself is, I turned away from God. Amen, praise God. Because he never would turn away from me. Turn away from God. So look at your neighbor and tell him, if you're not saved, don't turn away.
Don't turn away.
Tell your other neighbor, if you're not saved, don't turn away.
Don't turn away.
Amen. Because when he sees you in your sin, he's never going to turn his face away from you. He's going to offer you the opportunity to live
Amen.
And not to die
Amen.
When he sees you.
Amen.